Alaska author Dana Stabenow has big plans, and they have nothing to do with the plot of her next crime fiction novel. Stabenow hopes to turn her 10-acre property outside of Homer into a writer's retreat dedicated to fostering the skills of female writers. KBBI's Aaron Selbig visited with Stabenow and has this report.
Dana Stabenow's house is at the end of a narrow, snowy road on the outskirts of Homer.
Hi, Aaron.
Oh, hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
She's invited me over today to show me her property, 10 acres on a gently sloping hill with a breathtaking view of Lower Cook Inlet, Augustine Volcano, and Mount Illiamna. It's here where Stabenow plans to build Story Knife, Alaska's first writer's retreat reserved only for female writers. The inspiration for Story Knife came from an experience Stabenow had years ago. When her writing career was just beginning, one of her first rewards was a residency at Hedgebrook Farm, a writer's retreat for women on Whidbey Island in Puget Sound.
It was 2 weeks of, I don't know how else to say this, it's not hyperbole, it is heaven on earth for a writer. There are six cabins and a main house, and you spend all day in your cabin writing, and in the evening you come together with your fellow residents and talk shop.
Stabenow says Hedgebrook Farm was not just a beautiful, isolated retreat conducive to getting some serious writing done, although it certainly was that. She says her experience there was the first time that anyone treated writing like a real job. 20 years and 29 published novels later, when she bought her house, with its adjoining acreage, its solitude, and its inspiring view, she began to dream about the possibilities.
I thought for some time, wouldn't it be nice to build a Hedgebrook Farm North, essentially? And so I've been thinking about it and dreaming about it and thinking, I'd love that to be my legacy. But it didn't really become possible until I published 16 out-of-print books as ebooks and was able to pay off my house in 9 months. And I thought, okay, I don't have the mortgage anymore. Where can I put that money? And the answer was Story Knife.
The first step is to come up with the money to build Story Knife, which Stabenow estimates will be in the neighborhood of $1 million. To help accomplish that, she's set up a website, storyknife.org, to crowdsource donations and help spread the word. The ultimate goal is a $20 million endowment, which will ensure the long-term stability of the nonprofit organization that will run Story Knife. Stabenow has skin in the game, too, beyond the donation of her property. She set up a living trust for Story Knife that will forever receive all proceeds from her intellectual property. Writers would come to Story Knife for 2 to 8 week residencies to focus on their writing projects in uninterrupted peace. She envisions the retreat as a collection of six small cabins and a main house, all built on her Homer property.
Hedgebrook Farm is the only writer's retreat, not just in the nation, but in the world, for women. And that's six cabins. For all the aspiring women authors in the world, that's not enough. And you know, six more isn't enough either, but it's what I can do. The whole point is, they're here to write.
Right.
That's it, that's all.
No cooking, no washing dishes.
No. They're not gonna wash so much as a teacup, no. They don't get to do that.
Okay.
Right. That's it.
Stabenow says that the big reason she's doing this now is that after years of success, she feels an urge to contribute, to help foster the next generation of women writers.
Kachemak Bay made me. I was raised in Seldovia. I live in Homer now. I want to give back to the community. I want to give back to the writing community. All the writers who have helped me over the years. I can't do nothing if I have the power to do something.
So what exactly is a Story Knife, and how did Stabenow come up with that name? She says she found the term when researching at Anchorage's Lusac Library for her book Dead in the Water, the third Kate Shugak novel. Story Knife takes its name from the English translation for the Yupik word, Yaaruin.
Young Yupik girls would have story knives made for them by their older male relatives. The story knives would be made out of bone or ivory or wood. And they would take these story knives down to the river along with their younger siblings, and they would carve stories in the riverbanks.
Stabenow still carries her own story knife. It was made for her by an Aleut artist and presented to her by a close friend 20 years ago, right before she won the 1993 Edgar Award for Best Paperback Original. It's a concept that is obviously very important to her and one that she hopes to carry into the future long after she's gone. Reporting from Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.